From the Cobol Cuvo studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning and welcome to the gospel train with Deborah Walker. That's right, I'm right here wishing you a happy, happy Father's Day. Right here from the Cobol Cuvo studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. You know, the gospel train runs out. That's every Sunday evening from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out 24/7 at DAWS, DAWS2000.com, for a moment of inspiration. Well, again, happy Father's Day for all the fathers out there and for all the mother fathers out there as well. And I pray that you have had a wonderful, wonderful father, just like I did. He was a great, great man, and I miss him so, so much. So we do have a great interview here with Isaiah Jones that's going to be coming up later on in the show. But here is none other than Richard Smallwood. We have the Flint Cavaliers, Willie Robinson, and, of course, the original Five Blind Boys to get the train rolling down the track. We are coming to you, into your home, and around the world with a happy, happy Father's Day. God bless each and every one of you. Here we go.
I got some witnesses in the building that know that God is your everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Time of trouble. praise waits for you. My everything, you're worthy of glory. You're worthy of honor. My everything, hallelujah. You deserve the glory. You deserve the praises. You're my everything. I don't deserve all your goodness, but because of grace and mercy, I am not consumed. And I owe you all the praise. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha.
This is my prayer.
Father God, I come now humble before you, confessing openly and honestly, I'm not all that I should be.
Jesus, deliver. If it wasn't for your grace,
I wouldn't even be alive.
Thoughts of suicide,
feeling of unworthiness.
Your love
rescued me
from
danger, sin, and unseen. Of all my confusion, oh, confused, humble, consumed by it all.
Jesus,
save your more and life to me.
Jesus, I want to talk to somebody tonight, Tony, who, like me, have been ostracized and criticized in the last season of your life, all because of one bad chapter of your life. People cancel you out. But then Jesus, who I was able to say, deliver somebody listening right now. That's what you need to tell him. Deliver me. Deliver me, Jesus.
This is the word of the Lord that truly does come from my heart, and it's my way of saying to God, Happy Father's Day. You see, our Father is an everlasting Father, and most people do say that it's about relationship, and it is, but you need to know the relationship that you're in when you get saved. He's the Father, and you're the child, you're the daughter, or you're the son. When Jesus Christ was here, he was many things. He was high priest, he was prophet, he was King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He was all these, he was pastor, evangelist, teacher. He was all those things. But the only thing he mostly talked about was his Father, acknowledging the fact that he's a son. See, once you recognize and realize that when you're a child of God, that's the greatest status that you could ever imagine. You are a royal priesthood, you have a royal family. And God gets to be your father. You're in the greatest family ever when you're in the family of God. What's an apostle? What's a prophet? What's a teacher? What's a preacher? Comparing to a child of God. And because of Jesus Christ, we get to be sons and daughters. And God is our Father. And you need to know Him as the everlasting Father. In the book of Isaiah, he said, "For unto us a son is given, and unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace." I'm focusing on that part. He's an everlasting Father. See, a lot of people don't know, once God is your Father, is forever. Once God is your Father, He never leaves you, never forsake you. Lord, He'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. No matter how good or how bad, He's still Father. Even said the Lord chasing them that He loved. It doesn't mean that you don't have chastisement, but He beat you in the line. But He's still Father. He's Father, just like a mother and father chastise their children because they love them. Hallelujah. They discipline them and make them go the right way. Father, He's an everlasting Father. And Father, I want to say, Happy Father's Day. Happy. Because you've been good to me. You've been kind. You've been forgiving. You've been merciful. You've been faithful. And you've been true. Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. Father, I want to say thank you for your goodnesses. Thank you for your mercy's sake. Thank you for your love's sake. Thank you for your loving kindnesses and tender mercies. Father, I want you to have a joyous time. And I want you to know that I recognize you as my Heavenly Father, the greatest Father ever. I recognize you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, on Father's Day. Hallelujah. There are many fathers in the world, but there's none like Jesus. There's many fathers. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They're so faithful, so true. Forgive you all your sin. All you have to do is ask Him. Ask Him, and He'll give it to you. All you have to do is say to Father, "I'm sorry. Please forgive me." And it's already forgotten. Throw your sins in the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Father, this is your time. Father, this is your day. We celebrate you. Hallelujah. Be happy today. We celebrate you, our ever and ever and everlasting Father. So when you pass through the fire, you won't be burned. When you go through the flood, it won't overtake you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Said, "I'll be with you." Hallelujah. 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 "I'll never leave you. Never forsake you. Lord, I'm with you always. To the end of the world, I won't fail you. I'll be with you." Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, we thank you for everything. Jesus, we love you for being so good to us, so merciful, so true, so faithful, and so kind. God bless you, and have a great Father's Day. For all of you, have a great Father's Day.
Oh, you're locked to the best of great gospel music that's right here from the Gospel Train. I want you to know that, of course, Juneteenth is going on this weekend, and today's the last day. So, you know, if you want to get your groove on, I don't know if Pow Wow's on today, but they have a lot of vendors and a lot of things going on right here on 27th and Welton. So please come down and do your thing. Of course, also, the Blair Denver Library is featuring Sister Rosetta. She's going to be there. It's from June through August at the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library. She presents an original art installation honoring the life and legacy of rock and roll pioneer Sister Rosetta Thorpe. So that's at the, of course, the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library, which is located at 2401 Welton Street in Denver at the Five Points neighborhood. So, of course, you can go to denverlibrary.org for more information. Of course, we have more great gospel music coming to you, but also after this, we have our interview with Azita Jones, who's going to tell us all about these great books that she writes for mothers, fathers, and children books. So you can find more information on her at, of course, colorsprinkles.com. And, of course, she has Instagram and all the social medias. That'll be coming up right after this.
Wake up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we'll share the latest in jazz news. And one of the most recorded bassists in history, Chuck Rainey, celebrates his 84th on Monday. We'll dig into some of those sessions.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
At Red Rocks Community College, learning can go beyond the classroom. Internships and community service projects help students develop the skills employers are seeking, all in an environment that can provide personalized attention and real-world experience. Details on degrees, certificates, and financial aid options at rrcc.edu.
Hi, this is Aziza Jones, and I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
Well, I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone, and I have none other than Aziza Jones riding on the gospel train with me today, and I'm so excited. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, how are you? I'm good.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us, and you're going to tell us all about all these great books and stuff that you have been inspired to write. So let me know, how did you get started?
Well, I've been writing since I was 10 years old, and one of my friends, she told me, actually a mentor in my life, she said something to me, and I said, and it really stuck. She said a couple of days ago, she said, I love words, and I can't put it any better than that. I love words, and I love what I can take, use words and take words and make something, you know, amazing with it, you know. So I love words and what I can do with them.
So what made you focus on children's books?
Well, my background is early childhood, and so I see a lot of things in children, dealing with children all the time, and I really want to touch the lives of children because I feel like if you encourage them at a young age, then they have a greater pathway to adulthood. The social-emotional of a child is very important, them becoming well-established adults, and so that's what got me into it. And plus, and when I was growing up, I didn't have books like this. I didn't have books about overcoming bullies. I didn't have books about, you know, loving yourself, loving your hair, loving your skin color. I didn't have books like that. And so that's another reason why I wrote these books, because I wanted to inspire, to motivate, and encourage children.
Right. That's great. Well, we're going to focus on Father's Day, and you have one book, Going Fishing, Life Lessons. So tell me about that. What inspired you to write that book?
Well, I have a book called Grandmother's Quilt, Heart Memories, and I said, you know what, I need something to match that, and that's how I wrote it, and I took just things in my childhood from my granddad, things I knew about my husband's granddad and my uncle, and what I would tell my son if I ever had a son, but I ended up with daughters, and that's how I wrote it.
Okay. That works, you know. So when you talk about parents, fathers, and we're talking about Father's Day, what is the inspiration behind your book? Because this is grandpa talking to his grandson, let's say. And tell us a little bit about that. Where's the father in all of it? Well, the grandfather is really talking to his grandson, telling him about the life lessons, you know, what goes on in life. I mean, was that because of your influence of your grandfather?
More of an influence of my uncle and my granddad. I remember an incident. There's a poem in the book called Those Boots. And so my granddad, my dad's dad, we stayed with them for like about, I think, a year. And he was a bricklayer. And he would always come home every single day, and one of the grandchildren had to take his boots off, and they smelled, oh my God, the smell was just like so horrible. But I just remember that he always had to take off his boots, and there's a poem in there called Those Boots. And I just remember talking to him about like just something, and I just took that and put that in, in the book.
So what is it that you can say to the fathers out here, those that are fathers, those are to be fathers, and all the grandfathers out there, as far as really inspiring them to be better parents?
You know, we all make mistakes. You know, we learn every single day. I want to say that they just need to be present in their children's lives you know, I think that that's very important because I think it really makes a difference, you know, in a son's life to have a father present, to have, you know, a granddad present, some type of father figure so that they can learn how to be the man that they're supposed to be in this life. I feel like a lot of fathers are missing out of their children's lives, you know, and they just need to be present. It doesn't matter what type of issues are going on, still be present, you know?
Yes.
I think that it's vitally important. It's vitally important. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I know that your book has a great effect on a lot of children in these schools. And I'm telling you, we wish you much, much success as you further continue to write other books. But as you continue to really inspire other kids. So what's in the future as far as books that you are probably going to write, or what are you thinking?
So we have two more books coming out at the end of June. I decided to grab Joy Today and Be Proud for the Little Boy. I'm really excited about that because, you know, you can wake up in the morning and say, you know, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I rejoice and be glad in it. And everything can come along to try to take that joy away. But this book inspires you to hold on to it at all costs. That's the next book. And Being Proud is about a little boy being proud of, you know, the texture of hair that he has, the color of his skin, just being proud of who he is.
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you. So now tell me, where is it that anyone in my community can get your books? This is Azita Jones right here, and she has some great, great books for children, grandparents, and parents.
They can purchase my book at www.colorsprinkle.com. www.colorsprinkle.com.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you riding on the gospel train and really sharing Father's Day with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
God bless you.
Remember, you heard it first right here on The Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. That's colorsprinkle.com for more books. She has some great, great books, and they're very, very illustrated. Keep it locked right here. We're riding on the gospel train, and I got more great gospel music coming to you.
I would ride on your shoulders and look out on the world, pretending I was big and tall like you. When you were there to hold me, I never was afraid. You made me feel there's nothing I can't do. There's so much you've given me. I hope I
And it said that my daddy died, but I couldn't cry. We had a fight long time ago by the liquor store. Said I didn't want to see your face no more. See, I know Pops was just a man, but how you hurt someone you love, I don't understand. Telephone rings, and what am I supposed to do? On my wedding day, so y'all tell me, what am I supposed to do? I just need to hear from you.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Father, can you help me? On my knees, I'm praying.
On my knees, on my knees, on my knees.
I'm slowly dying, and Lord, I'm really crying. It's been a while since I last talked to you.
And it's been a while. Then I really need to see your face,
so
your face.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Living in this world ain't easy. You wanna give up sometimes, and even though I got my girl beside me, a father's love is hard to find. See, every boy wants his daddy there. Feels like his daddy cares, feels like his daddy will be there. Watching on his graduation day, and be there to take the pain away.
Father, can you help me? On my knees I'm praying.
On my knees I'm praying.
I'm slowly dying, and Lord, I'm really trying.
Said I need to talk to you. One day you look up and your baby be grown, yeah. You can't get back all the years that's passed, so while you have the chance, you better make it last. Didn't get the chance to say goodbye, and I wish that I could see you one more time, man. Now I gotta keep my mama strong, guess she'll never miss something till it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please come to me.
Sit here today, reminiscing the way we celebrate you on this special day. And I want you to know that I love you so. And I remember the time you went away, and those days we watched our favorite team play. Summer days. Oh, how I miss you. I really miss you. Supposed to cry, but when I think of you, Dad, tears just flow from my eyes. I know the angels in heaven above had to sanction our love, and all I can say is Happy Father's Day.
Oh, you're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. You know, the father of the righteous child has great joy, a man who, of course, fathers a wise son rejoices in him. That's Proverbs 23:24. Just a little thought for you to kind of put in your head. Stay with us. We started out this set with, that was a Watusa with Happy Father's Day, and then we have Carl Thompson before that, and You're My Hero is that wedding song. So stay with us. We got more great gospel music coming to you right after this.
What's up, Kubo? Delphia Marcellus here, and we're coming to Denver, Colorado with Uptown Jazz Orchestra for Live at the Vineyard on August 17th. Get your tickets today, and we will see you there.
Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Sonido.
Tune in for your weekly dose of joy, laughter, and good music, celebrating 5 years of expanding your musical mind. Join La Molly for Super Sonido.
Super Sonido with La Molly, Sundays at 4 on Kuvo, your oasis in the city.
Days growing up, longing to feel a father's touch, just a pat on my back saying thank you, son, for some little errand that I may have run. I remember when just the mention of your name triggered so much hurt and so much pain. Through my tears, thought I'd never smile again. But now that I am a young man, and fatherhood is now a part of my plan, there's no need to feel ashamed. It's still I who carry on your name.
Things that I wanted you to
do, did not say.
Things that I wanted you to,
you could not be.
Things that I wanted you to be.
Still my
father.
There were times when I would sit and cry, for my heart was filled with pain. But now that I'm older and I've experienced some things, it was all a part of God's master plan. Yeah, yeah.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them don't know what them do. They go to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Civilized like men are leaking other African sauce, observing stars with war scars. Get yours, this cat.
capitalistic system. So many caught it, God bless, you can't list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? Survivors to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Let's free the people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echoes through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like Geppetto. While black people always be the ones to settle. March through these streets like Soweto.
Like Cain and Abel, Caesar and Brutus, Jesus and Judas, backstabbers do this. Forgive the Father, for they know, for they know, they do what they do.
Oh, you're touching in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. That's none other than, of course, Miss Lauryn Hill for We Do Forgive Them, whoever they are. If they weren't in your home and your fathers weren't there, bless them. Pray for them. And, of course, before that was Brian Andrew Wilson with Still My Father. No matter who they are, they're still your father. And God is still on the throne. God bless each and every one of you as we wind down and get the train going back to the track. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. And I love you and send love to you and hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful Father's Day. I do want to remind you that the Colorado Black Arts Festival is coming up. That's July 12th through the 14th. Talking about rebirth. We got some new things coming up. And of course, we're going to be celebrating and honoring the only one, Dr. Daddy-O. So you want to be in the house on Sunday. And of course, the group Fire will be there. And Terrell Martin with C2 Mass are going to be also there with Jackie Vincent. That's going to be the Sunday program. So you make sure you come and support the gospel because it's going to be off the hook. We're going to be doing some new things, you know. They're going to go from a little R&B to a little gospel, and then Jackie's going to be bringing you the blues. So that's the rebirth, July 12th through the 14th, and the 14th is where you want to be. Definitely on with the gospel train. I want you to join me that Sunday where we will be honoring none other than Dr. Daddy-O. He's one of my greats. I tell you, I worked with him, and we need to honor those that have come before us. So here is none other than the latest, that's right, song from Group Fire. You let me know what you're thinking. God bless, and I'll see you next week. God willing.
About last night,
I thought about it
and gave my life to Christ.
Last night,
I heard
the preacher say,
can't go to heaven living this way. Only one life, and soon it will pass.
Only what you
when I surrendered all.
to you, and you belong to me. Life was out of control, but I took your hand, and you rescued me.
No ticket, just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.